Civil.
Happy Tuesday, Mr. Joyner.
Yeah, J. Anthony Brown.
African Americans. He said that very careful, man. He ain't messing that up, man.
Because he's not used to saying
he
it.
What he's saying, African American? No,
what he's used to saying,
African Americans.
He's not used to saying it, man.
He paces himself with that, man.
What the hell do you have to lose?
What the hell do you have to lose?
All right. So, Sib, he's canceling. He's canceling speeches.
Well, he was supposed to make a speech and talk about his minority and immigration policy, actually. And he was going to do that last week, and they've canceled it. And he's having these meetings with the Hispanics that he knows.
Both of them. Yeah, she's going to meet both of us together, and Mr. Trump's is going to have some talks.
But it's getting very interesting.
Sorry.
Because while he may not be having his speeches, he is out there, and he's throwing a lot Hillary Clinton's way. Not only the concerns about the kind of influence the Clinton Foundation had, and especially among foreign nations, but also now the latest thing is that he and his little trollops are throwing out there are about Hillary Clinton's health and talking about that and trying to create some questions about her health and what that looks
about
like.
About her health.
Her health.
Yeah, and they're saying she's sick and frail and she's not fit to serve, and it's just a crazy stuff, man.
So remember when a couple of years ago she had what they said was she fell, hit her head,
and
may have had, you know, I don't know, it wasn't a concussion, but her, you know, some said that it was. And
she was wearing those,
glasses. She was wearing those glasses.
Blues singer.
And the thick lens glasses and saying, you know, there was a real problem and what have you. So they're bringing that back up. And one of the people that's doing that is Giuliani. He's leading that one.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, we know how he is. So that's one of the things. And then they're talking about the Clinton Foundation and what's going to happen with that and the kind of influence people have from foreign nations. And all this time, it's now been almost 300 days that Senator Clinton and Secretary Clinton, she has not had a press conference. And so there are a lot of questions about why she has not had this, because you know what Donald Trump's press conferences look like. But
maybe they're thinking that just let him implode.
Well, that's true. That is one way of looking at it. But also, just in terms of, you know, she does one-on-one interviews, but she doesn't do a real press conference, which is that's what the press wants. And so they want to have the opportunity, you know, to flesh out some of these things that the one-on-ones may not be getting out of her. And in light of the emails. So you got all of those things. And so they're really trying to throw a lot at her right now. And she has not really done any real, campaigning over the last several days and weeks. Well, yeah. She
was on Jimmy Kimmel last night?
She's been doing fundraising. And she did an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel while she was out west. So
yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard she was reading statements that Trump has made about her,
which is one of those things that Kimmel does because he has people read the mean tweets and what have you. So
Melania Trump, Melania Trump says she's gonna sue anybody else that says that back in the 90s she was an escort.
Right. Yep.
And she
that says
she,
it.
She's that says it. She says she's going to sue the Daily Mail. And other news organizations. They are on notice for making false and defamatory. You know that's defamatory about her supposedly having been an escort. in the 90s.
They took a story from a Slovenian magazine.
Yeah.
That a New York modeling agency that once represented her also operated as an escort agency for wealthy clients.
Ah.
And so the Daily Mail, The Week, Politico, yeah. Inquisitor, Before It's News, Liberal America, Law News, Winning Democrats, and Bipartisan Report are among those who are.
Melania Trump.
She's lining up.
Yeah.
I'm not a whore. She shoot one of her, if one of her Johns said, well, I know for a fact that.
Yeah.
Did she sue him?
Well, okay. Meanwhile, in Baton Rouge, there's still a lot of standing water.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perhaps 40,000 homes have been affected by the flooding, it says. After the rainfall of 20 to 25 inches.
And I think that's on the low end, Tom, the 40,000.
And the water won't recede until the river goes level goes down.
Right.
And that's not going down anytime soon.
A lot of people didn't have homeowners insurance.
No, flood insurance.
Flood insurance. Because a lot of these areas don't normally flood.
Right.
And that's
the thing with insurance companies. You just got to really be careful with this situation because they talk about, oh, you're in an area with a 1,000-year flood. Well, the 1,000-year could not always be within 1,000 years, or less. And so much less in this case. And they said that people are still, in boats trying to get around in this 2 feet of water in some areas.
Losing air.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a great point yesterday. He said when you watch the news, you see a lot of people, the stranded people in white areas. And when over half of the population of Baton Rouge is black,
mm-hmm.
is African American.
I saw a really interesting article yesterday. I think somebody tweeted it out that black folks in Baton Rouge that are affected by this are asking Black Lives Matters, where are you now? You came when there was a problem with our police and you demonstrated, but now we really need help. And where are the organizations like Black Lives Matter that want to make a difference in terms of our political situation? But where are you when we need you to get back on our feet?
Yeah.
And that's a question.
And the president goes today?
He does. The president travels. He's off. He's back from vacation, and he's back at the White House. They came back Sunday night, and he is going to travel there today.
Yeah. They say it stinks. It really stinks.
Oh, yeah.
And people have lost everything.
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 Yeah. And it's not just Louisiana. We're talking Mississippi and other areas as well. So, this Gulf Coast thing is really, it's more than a notion.
Macomb, Mississippi. I know Macomb, Mississippi.
I bet
personally.
You do.
I do.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Being the radio.
That's the home of Mylon Williams.
Ah, from the Commodores.
The late Mylon Williams, the keyboard player for the Commodores. Machine Gun. Remember that song? Yeah. That's Macomb, Mississippi. One of the nice people are doing. All right. Okay. If your boyfriend is hooked on Madden.
Today's
the Madden
day.
NFL.
2017.
Today's the day you don't matter. Cover it up, baby. Not right now.
Thumbs are going to be just moving.
And
right now, baby.
This is the 2017, and the Gronkowski from New England is the cover guy this year for Madden game.
For Madden?
Yeah. And some people have already started playing. No, some people have already started playing it because if you had like the pass or whatever to get into it, you could already play.
Have you seen it, player?
No, I don't understand.
If you look at it, it looks like a game is on.
Because it's so advanced now, it looks like you're on the field. Yeah, it looks like a real,
like a real game.
A real game, and they have options where you. You have players, coaches, owners. It's all
celebrating
it's
in the end zone, everything, all of it, man.
Yeah.
Very sophisticated. So if your man...
Except the Cowboys are so realistic, they lose even on Madden. It's amazing. You got to see this thing, man.
Ooh, look at the time.
You can't win. It's impossible for you to win if you pick the Cowboys. Even in Madden. It's unbelievable. You got to see this thing, man. Unbelievable, man.